Chazar is zeichen nishma l'abachi cheskel shagam r'vam Yehuda misach l'Shabbos naf nun gimel. Zok the Mishnah, a donkey is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a cloth that's put on top of it to warm it as long as it's tied onto the donkey. Rams can go out levuvin, where female sheep can go out shechuzois, kavulois, and kavunois. All these terms to be explained in the Gemara. Goats can go out with their udders tied with a pouch, which is sometimes done to stop them from producing milk, and sometimes it's done to just save the milk from leaking out, but the Tanakhama holds you can do it in either case. Rabbi Yossi said all these things are usur, except the case of the sheep going out kavunois. Rabbi Yehuda says the goats can go out with their tied udders only if you're tying them so that they should dry up, because in that case they're tied tightly, and you don't have to be afraid they're going to fall off and get carried into the rabbin. But if they're there just to catch the milk, that's usur, because then the pouch is not tied tightly, and it may fall off and lead someone to carry into the rabbin. Dr. Mar Shmuel says that the cloth has to be tied onto the donkey already from Friday, in order for it to be mutter to go out for the donkey to go out with it on Shabbos. Nachman brings a riot to this from the next Mishnah, which says that a donkey is not allowed to go out on Shabbos if the cloth is not tied down. Now, it can't mean his mamash is not tied down, because then, of course, he can't go out, because he didn't come to carry it. Rather, it means it wasn't tied down on Friday, which means that this Mishnah is talking about where it was tied down on Friday. So you see, that's the only way that his mutter shmamina. Brisa says this as well. Are you allowed to take the warming cloth and put it on a donkey on Shabbos? Not for carrying purposes. Even in the Rishos HaYochad, are you allowed to move it for the donkey? He answered that you could. So he asked him, why is it different than moving a saddle, which is Osir? We see from a Brisa moving a saddle is Osir. He didn't answer. Rav Zeira said, Rav Chiya holds this way because he holds like his Rebbe, who was Rav, who even allows, he lets you take a feeding bag and put it on an animal on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do that, which is only for pleasure, to make it easier for the animal to eat, then for sure he would allow you to put a cloth on the donkey, which even removes suffering, alleviates suffering, to take away the cold. Shmuel argues and says putting the cloth on is mutter, but putting the feeding bag actually would be usur. Rav and Shmuel agree that you can put the blanket on the animal, but you're not even allowed to touch a saddle. What's the difference? So the first teretz is that a saddle, if you just make the animal walk around, it'll fall off by itself, so we're not matter actually taking it off. And Rav Papa says that by putting the cloth on is to alleviate a suffering, to take away the cold from the animal, to make it warm. But removing the saddle doesn't alleviate a suffering, it cools the animal, which is a pleasurable thing, so that we don't allow. Bryce is actually mashma that you could put a feeding bag on an animal if it's going to stay in Rishus HaYochad, which is fair according to Shmuel. But Shmuel answers talking about young animals, which for them to eat off the floor is a big tsar. So it's not just pleasure, it's actually removal of tsar. That's why he allows it. Bryce said an animal can't go out wearing a kameya, even if it's been a proven effective kameya. But another Bryce says it's only a problem if it's not a proven effective. But if it is allowed to go out to stira. Bryce actually means where it's not proven effective for animals, it's only proven effective for people. That's when an animal can't go out wearing it in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Bryce says a person's allowed to put oil on a wound or scrape a scab on Shabbos because it removes tsar, but you're not allowed to do so for an animal. You see that even to alleviate tsar, you're not allowed to do for an animal on Shabbos. Gemara says the case is that it's talking about where it's done for pleasure, not to alleviate tsar. Bryce says if a person has a blood ailment, he can stand in cold water to cure it on Shabbos, but an animal with the same condition can't. You see, even to alleviate tsar, it can't be done for an animal. Ula said the reason why we don't allow it is because of Xeros Chiga Samamonim. Because if we allow him to do that, we may think that all medicines are mutters. But when a person does it, it looks like he's going to cool off, so it doesn't look like it's a medicine. But an animal only does that for medicinal purposes, not to cool down. That's why we would not allow an animal to do it, because it looks like then there's Xera, maybe medicines, grinding medicines would become mutter. Nachum Yitzchak says it's actually machlokes tanoim whether we're goyzer shchikas hamamonim for a case of healing an animal, where we have a brisa where Tanakama says that we are goyzer and Rabbi Yoshia says that we're not goyzer, and the Rava actually paskin like Rabbi Yoshia. One brisa says that a goat is not allowed to go out with pouches tied to the udders. Another brisa says that it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says the first brisa is talking about where it wasn't tied so well, where the second brisa is talking about where it's tied tightly. Rabbi Yossi says it's also machlekes tanoim, like we had in our Mishnah machlekes tanoim, where the Tanakama allowed it. Rabbi Yossi said it's osur, and Rabbi Yehuda said it depends on the purpose of putting the pouch there. Third teretz is that both brises are going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The first brise is talking about where you put a pouch there to catch the milk, that's why it's osur. The second brise is talking about where the pouch was there to prevent the milk production, and therefore it's mutter. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda says it once happened that people put pouches on these goats that had these oversized udders to prevent them from schlepping on the floor and getting all cut up from the thorns that they walked over. Rabbi brings the story of a widower who was left with a baby and didn't have enough money to hire a woman to nurse the baby. The nace happened, he was able to nurse the baby himself. Rabbi Yosef said he must have been a tremendous tzaddik to get such a nace. Abaye said if he was really such a tzaddik, the Abishah would have just given him money instead of having such a nace happen to him. Another Bryce brings a story with a woman who was missing a hand who died. Her husband never realized that she was missing a hand. Rav says it hurt tznius was so great that the husband never noticed. Rav Chiya said adrabah, it was his tznius, his modesty was so great that he never even noticed that his wife was missing a hand. Mishnah says zecharim yoitz and levuvin. Rav Huna explains that levuvin means pairs. That means that the rams would be tied in pairs to prevent them from running away. Ula says Levuvim refers to a piece of leather that they would tie over the hearts of the rams so that the wolves shouldn't attack them and go after their hearts, that the wolves would attack the hearts of the animals. The wolves would only attack the males, not the females, because the males walk in some type of stance that seems threatening to the wolves, like a very confrontational type of stance, and that's why the wolves would only attack the men, these Zecharim, and that's why only they would walk out with these Levuvim. Nachman Yitzchak says Levuvim refers to a piece of leather that's tied under their Ivarim to prevent them from mating. We can see this even because of the next part of the Mishnah where it says that a female sheep can go out shechuzois, which means that the tails are tied up so that the males should want to mate with them. It makes sense that the Mishnah preceding this part of the Mishnah is discussing something done to prevent the mating from happening. That's what, so this levuvin must mean this putting this piece of leather there over their aver so that it would prevent them from mating.